A recent Climate Matters bulletin produced by Climate Central shows Portland's weather last month was much warmer and wetter than normal. We have Climate Central meteorologist Sean Sublett with us to talk about this unusual weather. Welcome on, Sean.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Of course. Sean, this report shows that Portland's September average temperature of 67 degrees Fahrenheit was 1.3 degrees above the normal, and the precipitation, the rain, was 241% of the normal amount of rain. That's a lot of data. Can you tell us what this data means and why we had such unusual weather last month?
Yes, this is indicative of what we're seeing in a lot of places across the world as the climate continues to warm. A lot of places are having routinely some of their hottest summers on record. Not every single summer, but more often than not, the summers are hotter than average, and sometimes they are upwards of the hottest on record. And wetter climates are tending to get a little bit wetter. Drier climates are tending to get a little bit drier. So this is kind of something that we're seeing on a global scale finally coming home, if you will, into Oregon.
Yeah, that actually leads us into our next question, which is about climate change. It seems like Septembers in Portland are historically getting hotter based on your data. It shows that Septembers in Portland have been slowly getting hotter since even 1970. Does that mean Portlanders should expect to see our late summer and early fall weather continue to get hotter each year in the future?
Yeah, it won't be hotter every subsequent year. There are still going to be up and downs for sure. But as you look through these 5 and 10 and 15 year averages, those numbers are going to be going up. So you're not going to have as many of these relatively cool Septembers like we had in the 70s and even in the 80s. Those kinds of coolish Septembers are going to be waning. So you're going to have maybe not searing heat every September, but you're going to have fewer and fewer of these kind of cool Septembers that we had 30 to 40 years ago.
I know this data was focused on Portland's weather patterns over the summer, and particularly this last month in September, but the heat waves that we saw over the summer were not just centralized to Portland. We saw them all over the state, and I think that's what you're saying. So what exactly makes Portland unique in the way that it will experience the heat as opposed to more rural or outside of the metropolitan areas of Oregon?
Yeah, the heat was really big in lots of places westward from the Front Range of the Rockies. But it was also very hot, again, relative to normal or the long-term average, farther eastward toward the Northern Plains, the Great Lakes, and even parts of the Northeast. In fact, the only place that this past summer that wasn't hot compared to normal heat was in the Southeast because it was a little bit wetter there and a little cloudier as a result, and that's what helped keep the temperatures down there. But one of the things that we do see physically is that in the core of urban centers where there's still a lot of pavement and concrete, those tend to be even hotter than the outside countryside, 20 or 30 miles away from the city. So they tend to keep the heat in place a little bit more. They're called urban heat islands. So anything that a city can do to decrease that effect, you know, more parks, more trees within the city, more green space within the city, that will help a little bit with the temperatures during the hottest part of the summer. But yeah, it's hard to be ready for temperatures that are 110 to 115 degrees if you've never had them before.
If you're just now listening, we've been talking with Climate Central meteorologist Sean Sublett about Portland's unusually hot and wet weather last month. Sean, if our listeners have further questions about these weather changes, where can they access more information?
Yeah, there are several good locations. You can go to our portal on the web at climatecentral.org, but there are several other excellent places to get climate information, and one of my favorites is actually from NASA. They have an excellent climate change page. It's very simple, climate.nasa.gov.
That was Sean Sublett, meteorologist for Climate Central. And for KBOO Radio, I'm Aurora Biggers.